Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with the sports news morning again, Des.
Yeah, good morning to you, Gavin. Well, we're going to reflect on last night's European football. So Liverpool clearly shown now they are the top team in Europe at the moment. They maintained their perfect start. They deserved 2-0 win last night over the reigning champions Real Madrid. Second half goals from Alexis McAllister and substitute Cody Gakpo gave them their victory. Quievin Kelleher, though, saved a penalty from Kylian Mbappe, and Mo Salah missed a penalty at the other end. It's quite... You'd have got some odds on the two of them missing on the same night.
Great footage of that tackle as well from Conor Bradley.
Well, Conor Bradley, I was going to say, was probably the star for Liverpool. McAllister got man of the match. I would have given it to Bradley, because not only did he marshal Mbappe superbly, he provided the assist for McAllister's goal. He was superb. He picked up an injury, though. He may be out for a couple of weeks, but he certainly would have eased Liverpool worries about selling any players in the future. The result leaves Carlo Ancelotti's side precariously placed. They've lost three of their five games so far in the competition. Liverpool, the only team to have won 5 out of 5, and they now have 17 wins from 19 games in all competitions under their Dutch manager Arne Slot. Now, in advance of last night's game, he was saying it was just another game, but afterwards he accepted that was not the case.
I wouldn't say it's the same as any other one, because you know how special it is to play against the club that won this Champions League so many times and are the reigning champions as well, dominated Europe for the last few years. We're a pain in the ass for Liverpool many times as well. So we knew it was a big week, but I said, if this week is over, next week is a big week again with Newcastle and Everton. So, but I think it's not only the result, also the way we played is, it's pleasing to see.
You've been here, obviously, and your intentions are to do well and to win games, sure, etc. But you're here a few months now. Are you ahead of schedule in your own mind?
I didn't have a schedule in terms of amount of points. I think if you start at a new club, you want to implement your playing style as fast as possible. That was not that difficult, because the playing style is so similar to Jurgen's, especially without the ball, so we both want to press really high. And there are certain details maybe with the ball that we do a bit different, but not that many. So implementing playing style, I'm very pleasing to see not only the starters, but also the ones that were on the bench today. If they are in a starting 11, they do the same. So that's very good to see, and you don't count points before you start the season. And if I would have done that, I probably wouldn't have counted so many as we have now.
There's usually a lot of focus put on the attacking players, but I just want to ask you about Quievin Kelleher tonight. Yeah. What was going through your head when Kylian Mbappe stepped up, and how impressive do you think he is?
The same thing that went through my mind when Mo Salah stepped up. In both situations, you think, it's probably going to go in, because they have such a great record. But yeah. Both missed, so they showed us today that they are human beings. And in Mbappé's situation, Quief saved it, which made it even more special for us. And I think there was another situation where he was also outstanding, Quief. So he's done remarkable for us, just like our other goalkeeper. But Quief did remarkable today.
They'd be warmer. Well, that's great for Liverpool. But in the other games, Aston Villa were denied victory over Juventus as Morgan Rodgers' stoppage time goal was ruled out after a long pause. VAR deemed there had been a foul on the Italian goalkeeper. And it means Villa continue their winless run, 7 games now without a victory. Celtic recovered from a calamitous own goal to earn a 1-1 draw with Club Bruges. Cameron Carter-Vickers passed the ball back, thinking the goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel was behind him. He wasn't. It was like the pantomime.
Kasper the ghost.
He's behind you. So anyway, the ball went in. But Maeda got an excellent goal as an equaliser in the second half. The draw sees Celtic remain among the top 24 sides in the competition with 3 games left. Here's their manager, Brendan Rodgers.
Well, a game of 2 halves, really. I thought first half, we were too passive in our pressing, and we were never in contention with them. And they're a good side. You can see that. And then they played through that pressure really well, so I thought first half they were the better team. We had moments when we came through the pitch over the halfway line, and I thought the pressing wasn't so good. They played through it too easy, and then with the ball we were too slow and slow in our movements and slow in taking the ball. Second half was much, much better. I think from the very start we spoke about it at half time. Get a great goal, and they defend well. They man mark you, so you really have to work the ball and probe and get it side to side to penetrate, and we did that for the goal. Fantastic goal by Dyson, and then from then it felt like we could go on and win the game.
Yeah, they're pleased enough with the point. They still can qualify, obviously. Leeds, meanwhile, have gone back to the top of the Championship. They had a 3-0 win over Luton at Elland Road. It takes them above Sheffield United on goal difference. Ruud van Nistelrooy is set to be appointed as Leicester City's new manager later today. In tonight's action, Shamrock Rovers will hope to continue their good form in the Europa Conference League. They travel to Austria to take on Rapid Vienna. Tough task, though, given Rovers no longer have domestic games. In the Europa League, Tottenham host Roma. Manchester United are home to Bodo Glimt of Norway. Rangers are away to Nice. In Gaelic games, the Dublin club Parnells have confirmed that clubhouses and pitches have been handed over to the Marist Order. The club, based in Coolock, has been in financial difficulty for some time. They became wealthy during the Celtic Tiger after selling their original playing fields for a reported figure of $22 million and built a big clubhouse and a superb complex in Coolock. In rugby, Andy Farrell will today name his Irish team for Saturday's international against Australia. And it's expected that young Leinster out-half Sam Prendergast will get the nod to start ahead of Munster's Jack Crowley. Farrell expected to revert to the starting pack, which began the opening games against New Zealand and Argentina. That'll be Joe McCarthy and James Ryan in the second row, and Tadhg Byrne, Josh van der Fleer and Caelan Dorris in the back row. In snooker, Sean Murphy held his nerve to win a second consecutive final frame decider, but his place in the quarterfinals of the UK Championship with a 6-5 win over Ding Junhui. And racing this afternoon is at Thurles, where there's an early start. The first race is at 5 past midday.